It's time for the Coast Social Network. It's all brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe. And it's Monday morning. That's when we check in with our friends from Cornerstone Alliance. And I got Chris on the line. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, not too bad. Not in studio today.
I know.
This is different.
It's weird.
Yeah.
So obviously, a lot of things have been crazy and a lot of people working from home, you included, the team at Cornerstone Alliance. Mm-hmm. I saw a picture the other day of, you know, even though you guys are at home, you're still getting a lot of great work done. I know you're using, looked like what it was like a Zoom meeting with just about everybody on the team, which was pretty cool. To see that we're able to do
that. We've definitely been utilizing technology. We've got regularly scheduled meetings every day of the week. And as you said, you know, our team has just been working pretty close to as around the clock as humanly possible. So
absolutely.
We've been boots on the ground for over a week now, well over a week, probably well over 2 weeks. So it's been extremely busy for us and our team. The team is working extra hard and, you know, trying to put some resources in place for small businesses.
Absolutely. Work has been disrupted for a lot of people. Life has really been disrupted. But obviously businesses and the economy is just in a weird spot right now. Things being closed because of the governor and saying, okay, we pretty much have to close everything from schools to just recently other small businesses like salons and tattoo shops and all those things and pretty much any place that has large assemblies of people.
Yeah, and you know, even places that don't really, when you think about it, you know, mm-hmm. going to the hair salon, it's maybe you and your stylist,
yeah.
but that close proximity of space is really what they're trying to avoid. So, yeah, from an economic level, this is going to impact every single person. We're just not sure of what the extent of that impact is just yet. You know, we don't know how long this is going to go on. There are still so many unknowns, and, you know, last week was... it was rapidly changing is mm-hmm. the best I can describe it. I mean, things were coming at such a fast pace and so often things were changing that it made it even more difficult to kind of make sure that we were executing things mm-hmm. properly on our end. So,
absolutely.
You know, we gathered the troops and got to work and we did form a task force so that we have kind of everybody, you know, all of our resources are being utilized right now to secure, you know, small business help in terms of resources. We have other organizations in the community that are doing the same thing. You know, a lot of times it's not just business owners, but what are their employees doing? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the unemployment laws have changed. I'd really encourage people to reach out to Michigan Works. You know, our partners over at Connexus Michigan Works, they are really... you know, helping us and the community on that workforce front. And then Cornerstone Alliance, our big thing is really just focused on financial resources and what's available right now. So the SBA released some loans last week that are now available for small businesses. The Michigan Economic Development Corporation did the same. So they've got a small business relief loan program that they are putting in place right now. And all of that information is on our website. But more importantly, on our website, we have a survey, and it's on there. It's designed for small businesses and nonprofits that, you know, start thinking about what the impact financially will be on your business. For some, it's been an immediate hit. And for others, it'll take a little bit longer to figure out what the extent is. But right now, we're trying to gather as much information as we can so that when funds are available, we can immediately assist these businesses by getting them the financial resources they need to continue to do business in this community.
I love that. And I love that you not only have that information, but you're asking the questions and really kind of forming a customized solution for people when you, mm-hmm. you know, you continue to get those resources available and let people know about all of those things. I know you guys are working hard, even though you may be in your pajamas. It's okay.
That's very
Everybody's
true.
Doing yeah. it.
The work doesn't stop because of what you're wearing.
Yeah. Pajamas are the new business suit. So
that's right.
But we appreciate all the great work that you guys are doing. I know you guys are working hard. The fact that you don't have to drive to work, that means you even have more time to spend working on solutions and great things in our community. Chris, where is the information that we can find? What's the best place to go and find all that information in that survey you mentioned as well?
Yeah. So again, I want to touch base on that survey. Definitely, if you are a business owner and you know that you are going to have a financial impact, as all of us do, mm-hmm. go to the survey, go to the website, take that survey, get your information in there. We are working right now, like I said, to gather those resources and streamline the ways in which people can apply. Once resources are made available, we are going to basically assign a case manager to each business. We will have the people in place that can help these businesses apply for these dollars, and then we want to be able to act quickly to get money out as soon as it's available. So that's really the process. The information, that survey is on our website, and that is gomichigan.com. And then you can go to the COVID-19 Task Force tab, and that is, you'll find the tab over on the right-hand side of our website. So gomichigan.com, COVID-19 Task Force.
Well, thank you, Chris. Appreciate you calling in this morning, and can't wait to see your smiling face face-to-face instead of over the phone.